Ninth Perek of Truma Mishneh Dalad, continuation of the concept of the, from the beginning of the Perek, Gidulei Truma. If I take grain of Truma and I plant it, we send it to Rabbonim, that which grows out of it has the status of Truma. That's what the Mishneh repeats. Gidulei Truma, Truma. That which grows out of Truma has the status of Truma. Gidulei Gidulei Mechulim. But if I take, I had grain of Truma, I planted it, that which grew out of it is Truma. I took that which grew out of it and planted it a second time, that much Chachamim. Did not make it nuts the second time around is chulin. Avol tevel. Now we're talking about other yisurim. If you planted them, we're talking about planting things like grains, which the vouch you plant rots and a new thing grows out of it. And so avol tevel. If you plant grain which you didn't take up chumas and maizes, maizerishon, or you plant maizerishon which belongs to lazy, svichei shviyis, things that grew on shmita. You had grain that grew on Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat the grain. If you took that grain and you planted it afterwards, Truma Tzutzlaris, which is more lenient, since it's Truma that, from produce that grew out of Eretz Yisrael. Hamaduma, Truma that got mixed in with Chulin, even though you don't have 100 times the Truma itself, but still more lenient because of the rights of the Truma's bottle, Tabi Kurim, all these things to the lame Chulin. If you did plant the grain and something grows out of it, that which grows out of it is considered, does not have the status of any of the above. Doesn't have the status of Tevel, the Maitrevishin, Shviyas. So here from the Nika Adin, it's coming out that if it was grain that was grown on Shviyas, on Shemitah, let's say, now there's Shaloi Kalocha, and now somebody takes that grain and he plants it Matzei Shviyas, the process that goes out of it will be permitted. Yeah. Well, there's discussions if it's a problem of considering you're supporting others by a veil that planted in Shviyas. So Misaradin, one plants that grain, that which goes out of it is permitted. Kedulei Hektish or Maitze Sheinei Chulin. If you plant Hektish or Maitze Sheinei, which are things that can't be redeemed, so that which grows out of it is Chulin, but still, Poydois, and the required one to redeem them. Since you have a way of removing the Kedusha from it, they say you're required to do this, but you don't have to redeem them from the price of everything that grew. It's enough, it's made down, it's enough that you planted one measure of grain of Hektish and Maitre Sheini, and then when it grows, it's 100 measures. You put an entire 100 measures for the value of that initial one measure.